my first year at the Boston Globe, I was working on a story about a pedophile priest, and there was a priest who was involved in a court case. He was the priest, and the altar boy had been accused of all these terrible things. And when I started talking to the altar boy's lawyer, he told me, "This altar boy, yes, he's done terrible things, but he was also a victim of this pedophile priest." And he gave me, I said, "Well, give me proof. Do you have proof?" And he said, "Yes, I do have proof." And he gave me all of these documents that I wasn't supposed to have, actually. And so, I wrote the story. And back then, these were things you didn't say about priests in the Boston Globe. You weren't allowed to talk about pet priests in the Boston Globe because the whole city, Boston, was Catholic. And our publisher and our editor didn't want to be seen as anti-Catholic. So they ran the story, but they didn't run it on the front page. They buried it in the paper. They basically tried to hide the story. They didn't make a big deal about it. And a year later, we changed editors. We got an editor named Marty Baron, who was a Jewish guy from Florida, and he didn't know that you weren't allowed to talk about pedophile priests in Boston. And he didn't know that you were supposed to be respectful to the Catholic Church. And so he started asking many questions about the church and pedophile priests, and he sent our investigative journalists to write about it, and the result is the movie was told in the movie Spotlight. So I will say that, yeah, you know, sometimes when you write about things that are not popular, over time, if you're lucky, you'll see it get popular.